I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. One of the more painful aspects of the new year is that taxes will soon be due. So start planning now. That's what people with lots of money do, and there's some data out now from the Internal Revenue Service that sheds light on how the very richest among us try to shield their money from taxes. Kai Rizdahl joins us from the Marketplace Newsroom here in Los Angeles. Kai, exactly how rich are these people, and how do you know how rich they are? Is this really any of your business?
Well, you know, Alex, the short answer is that they are really, really rich, the top 400 people in the country. And we know because the government told us so. There's a group out there called New Tithing. They keep an eye on how much is given to charity every year by the wealthy. And I should say right up top, they advocate more giving to charity, as you might imagine. But anyway, they went through some data from the IRS, anonymous data. We can't specifically link names and incomes and donations. And they found some pretty interesting stuff if you are vicariously interested in this sort of thing. A good place to start is probably to say that the 400 people with the highest incomes in the U.S. take home about 1% of all the paychecks, but they account for about $10 billion, almost 7% of all the charitable donations in the year surveyed, the year 2000.
And what about in raw dollars? How much money are we talking about?
Again, the answer is lots and lots of money. Average income reported to the IRS for this strata of filers works out to about $174 million. They gave away about $25 million of that. Here's some relative data, some comparison points here. That $25 million works out to something like 14% of their incomes as compared to charitable giving by the rest of us to the tune of about 2% of their incomes. And here's one more thing in their favor. Their giving grew at a far greater rate than their incomes. As with the rest of us, the very rich, or some of the rest of us anyway, the very rich got richer during the stock market boom. Their incomes, on average, almost doubled from 97 to 2000.
Wow.
Their giving did way better than that. Yeah, it quadrupled over the same period.
Well, that's very good. So they are giving away a lot. Is this all altruism and charitable intentions on this part? Why are they giving so much?
Well, you know, sometimes, Alex, you have to spend money to save money, and it sounds kind of counterintuitive, but here's the deal. There have been some pretty substantial changes to the tax code over the past couple of years, as I'm sure you know about, and in straight dollar terms, the very, very rich benefit pretty nicely the more they give away. You make charitable donations, you get a tax break, and if you give the way these guys give, which is in the form of assets, think stock, then you get an even bigger tax break, and it turns out the folks we're talking about, the top 400, made most of their donations in shares of stock. Anyway, today from the Marketplace Newsroom, money and your New Year's resolutions.
Thanks very much. Kai Rizdahl of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time of day for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.